Torn between the past and the future is the subject. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I am torn and need help making this decision. I have an ex that I love unconditionally. We got together when we were in college over 12 years ago and had a long distance relationship for about a year. We decided to part ways and about 6 years later decided to rekindle the flame. During this time, I had two children with another man and my ex has accepted them as his own. So we moved over 1,000 miles to be with him. He now has a child that he doesn't care for, which is the only reason we have broken up again. We have both matured, and after 4 years, we are considering giving it a try again. There's only one problem. I am getting to know someone else. This new man works, is a great provider, he drives, and he just has it going on. The only thing about him is he's been married twice and he condones stepping outside of his marriage if he's not being satisfied, which I don't agree with. He has a great personality and as our friendship grows, I become more interested in him. My ex and I have always had a great relationship and the only times we argue are when it comes to his child that he won't acknowledge. My ex and I always expressed our love for one another, but I just don't know if it's right to be with a man who loves my children more than he loves his own. He claims he never wanted the baby with her mom, but it's too late. She's almost five now. He doesn't drive and he works cash-paying side jobs. Should I let love conquer all or should I decide to check out my other option? Torn between the past and the future. Well, it doesn't look like to me that you have too great of an option in either of these men, okay? You have a man that you keep breaking up with and getting back together with who doesn't have a permanent job. He doesn't work. He doesn't drive. I mean, he has side jobs, like you say, but he doesn't drive a car. I mean, he ignores his own child. He ignores his own child. It's not the child's fault. If it's his child, as his father, he should be in her life. His redeeming quality, though, is that he helps you take care of yours. All right, then you have another man who believes in cheating. You say you don't agree with that. Okay, you already know what you're getting with this man. He's told you up front, but you choose to ignore that and are considering being with him. These aren't good choices. These just aren't good choices. And the other question, where's the father of the two children that you already have? What happened to him? I just don't see what there is to be torn for. I think really right now you need to slow down and just wait for the right man to come into your life. Steve?
Okay. Oh, man. I didn't see that at the end, Shirley. I just caught that.
What?
He claims he never wanted the baby with her mom, It's too late. She's almost five now. He doesn't drive. He works cash-paying side jobs. Should I let love conquer all or should I decide to check out my other option, torn between the past and the future? You know, I was in disagreement with Shirley when she first started talking until she brought that to light. Shirley's absolutely correct. You don't seem to have a great choice here with either one. But I'll tell you what, though. I would pick guy number one before I pick guy number two. But then, ladies, we get back into the what do you really want? What do you want? What do we have for your standards and your requirements? So are you just going to lower them and start accepting some stuff so you can say you have somebody? Or are you going to wait on Mr. Right? That's usually what it comes down to. Are you going to settle for the man you got just so you can say you got one? Or are you going to wait on Mr. Right? This letter is crazy to me. I understand where you're coming from, but let me try to help you. You decided to part ways about 6 years later. This is your first guy. You love him unconditionally. You know, during that time, you had two children with another man. Your ex has accepted them as his own, so we moved over 1,000 miles to be with him. A guy that accepts the other children, that's a great guy, okay? But you get there, and now he has a child that he doesn't care for, which is the only reason we have broke up again. So you broke this off because he doesn't take care of his other child. Okay, ladies, let me give you something. I've never, ever done this before. So I'm going to give you two things. The number one reason is if a guy is just kicking it with a girl and it don't mean nothing to him, he throws himself in the hole. Hold on, wait a minute. That ain't what this was about. Oh, you trying to play me? Oh, I see what's happening. Hey, this could be anybody's baby. This could be anybody's baby. So then the guy just shuts it off because that ain't what it was about and it's going to interfere with something real he got going somewhere else. That's the first reason. The second reason, if a woman tries to use the baby as a power broker move or a pawn, I'm having this baby. You gonna love me. We having this child. Hold on. Wait a minute. That ain't what we discussed. We discussed not now. Now you telling me this here? Okay. Once you try to use it against a man as a power broker tool, then what a man does then is he says, okay, you gonna do it like that? Watch this. I'm gonna let you have that by yourself. Are any of these reasons good reasons? Absolutely not. But what I'm giving you, ladies, is the thought process. So if you want the man active in the child's life, back off of the power move if you've presented that.
Mm-hmm.
And then get over there and get some type of clarity on, hey, look, this is why I had this child. It is yours. But then every guy should take a paternity test that's sitting up in here talking about not acknowledging it. And that's what this guy needs to do. And if it's his, then he got to man up and take care of it. That is, at the end of the day, our responsibility and what we must do.
That's right.
You trying to make him do it ain't going to help the relationship between you, him, and the child.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.